Go ahead and have a seat just for a moment. We're almost done, but Eric and I wrote this song yesterday, and we sang it last night, but I just thought it'd be appropriate, given where we are in the spirit, to sing it this morning.
And most of you guys weren't here last night anyway, so you'll get to hear it for the first time. On Friday night, when David was ministering, there was just a sweet sense of this release of guilt, just being cut free from that weight of guilt. And at the end of the service, I was so stirred. I'd been reading in 1 John. In chapter 3, the Apostle John writes about this freedom from guilt, essentially, when he says that when our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. And I don't know about you, but it seems like we battle against this constant feeling of being inadequate Christians. Has anybody ever felt that before? Wow, okay, so I'm in good company. We feel like we're inadequate. We're not just not doing enough for him. Or maybe you feel like, you know, it's like what you said about Watchman Nee, saying only Jesus lived a normal Christian life. So I feel like in order to be a good Christian, I got to be witnessing all the time, make sure I'm really studying the scripture and spending a lot of time in prayer, make sure I'm in church every week. And just, you know, honest truth, that just doesn't happen all the time, does it? So we live in the constant place of violation of our conscience. How awesome it would be if we could be set free from that conscience to live in the wonder and amazement of just being welcomed in the presence of the Lord. And it occurs to me that really that's what the new covenant is all about. The old covenant was a covenant of works. You do this and you will receive that. The new covenant is, I've done this, so you receive this. God says, he's done it. You know, Jesus dies on the cross. He says, it is finished. And we can analyze that and say there are a lot of things that were finished at that moment. The old covenant was finished. You know, Jesus' life was finished. But really, the thing that was finished was the striving. The separation between us and God is finished in Christ Jesus. And so the violation of conscience is where we don't have to live anymore. And that constant place of feeling like, well, my conscience is really feeling violated, but I can't live under that anyway, so I'm going to do what I want to do, but then live in this place of just being separated from God, because we get to walk away from that and say, God, it's about you. I don't have to find his smile. He's already dancing over me. I don't have to make him love me. He already loves me. And that's why John could write in his letters and say, we love him because he first loved us. So let's get the first things first. Let's rest first. And then work second, out of that place of rest. Just a quick thing, and we'll sing the song, but I was reading Warren Wiersbe's commentary on Genesis. It's awesome if you can get a hold of it. It's really good stuff. But I was reading his commentary on Genesis the other day, and in it he pulled out this concept of Sabbath that we get confused all the time. How many of you guys have heard about the Sabbath before? You know, no work on the Sabbath, and you've got to keep it holy unto the Lord, and you've heard about it because you read it in the Ten Commandments. Anybody ever mow your yard on a Sunday? Okay, and then feel like you violated the Sabbath, anybody? Well, I got good news for you. The term Sabbath and the concept of Sabbath is something that we mustn't get confused with our Sunday. Because essentially, and this is what Warren Wiersbe said, is two different concepts. The Sabbath concept was what God instituted, he gave at the end of a six-day work week. He built creation in 6 days. Could have done it in an instant, but he chose 6 days to do it. Don't know why, but he gave it to us like that. And then on the seventh day, he rested, having completed his labors, completed his work. And so the concept of the old covenant was work first and then enter into the rest. And you must keep that Sabbath holy so you remember God. That's the old covenant. But in the new covenant, Jesus was in the tomb on the Sabbath. And basically, he completed the Sabbath for all of us on the day that he was in the tomb. And on Sunday morning, he rose. and he started a whole new era. The church meets not on the last day of the week, but on the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Take a look at your calendar. It starts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We meet together on the first day of the week. You know why? Because we first rest. And then we're empowered to work. And that's the new covenant. Told to us in the days of the week. And so I just want to share that with you today, because I know it's very freeing for me, because I can't continue to live in a place of violation of conscience. I'm torn up on the inside. I need God to come and set me free from the false expectations. It doesn't mean we don't have to do what God says. It doesn't mean that we don't obey His commandment. John said you can't be a Christian and not obey the commandment of the Lord. But what is His commandment? First and foremost, it's to believe, isn't it? These are the works of God, that you believe in Him whom He sent. So find yourself at rest first. And out of that place of rest will come the empowerment to work, not just 6 days, but for the rest of your life. So enter the rest first. Amen? Here's the song, I Will Be Still.
I will be still and know that You are God. Sit at Your feet and know You are God. Close enough to feel You breathe and hear You singing over me. I will be still and know You are God. So many burdens, how do I lay them down? Desperate for answers, but here in Your presence, now I remember that all I need is You. And I will be still. Sit at Your feet and know You are God. Close enough to feel You breathe, hear You singing over me. I will be still and know You are God. Was doing, trying to find Your smile, but You're already dancing at what You've done in me. Now I am resting because I am Your child. But I will be still and know You are that You are. I will be still and know you are God. I'll sit at your feet and know you are God. Close enough to feel you breathe and hear you singing over me. I will be still and know you are God.